You are listening to Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. Today, in episode 3, we are going to be talking about precious girlfriends. Hi, my name is Brenda Baker, and my husband and I have 5 boys. We are a mixed family, so we have the his, mine, and ours thing going on. And I guess my biggest thing is that I'm passionate about helping people to understand their relationship with their husband, how to be a good wife, and how to navigate the mixed family dynamic. Now, sometimes, I'll just say that even if you have adopted children, it can bring about some of the same symptoms as a mixed family. And so my goal is to just help people to just see themselves as the precious people that they are, but also push themselves to do what is right for their family, for their husband, and for themselves without losing their minds. Because life can get so busy that sometimes we forget about the most important things in our lives. My husband and I have been married almost 23 years, and you know, at the beginning of our marriage, it just seemed like everything was wonderful and perfect. And then not too long after we got married, issues started coming up. And at the time, we didn't know any people that really had a successful second marriage. And also, we didn't know anybody with the fruit that we wanted. And so we kind of navigated this whole mixed family situation on our own without help. And I don't want any of you to go through that. It is so hard to try to figure out what you should do, how you should do it, and how you can create this family out of a divorce situation. So here we go. Like I said, the title of this is Precious Girlfriends. Now, depending on what precious stone you're talking about, whether it's emeralds or sapphires, diamonds or rubies, they are all formed in different ways, but in the earth. And some of them are formed by pressure, some heat, and some movement, and then also some would be a combination. Now, if you're in the geology field, just understand, I'm just talking generally. I know there's a lot more that goes into it, such as minerals, the right environment, blah, blah, blah. But I guess the reason that I bring up precious stones is because our friends can become those precious, they're precious to us as well, especially as women. It always cracks me up when my husband and his best friend get together, because throughout the year, they may have talked to each other once, maybe twice, a few texts here and there, but they don't really work on their relationship. Guess what, girls? Men don't have to, because they're not really relational beings. Now, I'm not saying that they don't crave relationships and stuff, but they don't crave them and they don't need them the way that we women do. So how do I relate friends to precious stones? Well, they can help us to just, you know, move forward in our relationships. So nurture the friends that you are good friends to you, because, you know, our friends go through a lot with us. Thinking back to my husband's first deployment, he was going to Iraq for 18 months. He is in the National Guard, so this wasn't necessarily something he signed up for, per se. At the time, this was after Desert Storm and all of that. Honestly, he just really never kind of expected to be deployed. And so it kind of came as a surprise, quote unquote, not really a surprise, but it was kind of shocking that they actually sent him. And so my best friend and her 3 kids came 12 hours by car to be here and support us in that transition of letting my husband go and figuring out what that looked like. Now, prior to the deployment, there had been many times that he had been out on guard duty or whatever, and his extra had caused major problems or had decided to do things her way or had decided that she didn't have to follow the rules or whatever. So one of my biggest fears when my husband left for Iraq was that I was going to have nothing but trouble with his extra. And guess what? I was right. Now, partially I attracted that to myself because I had a negative attitude about it. And I own that fully. The other portion, though, is that when you're in a mixed family, these things are going to happen. So anyways, my best friend, though, she supported me and she just really picked up the pieces when my husband left. I can only relate it this way. Having your husband leave for a military service type situation is almost like they die because you don't get to see them. And at that point, I only got to talk to him on the phone every so often. It definitely wasn't daily. And sometimes there was large gaps because of a death in the unit or an issue with security or whatever. I wasn't always able to talk to him. And so my best friend really kind of brought in that whole, you know, she really helped me when he wasn't around. We women need to talk to be able to heal. And so it's so, so important that we understand and realize how important our friends, our girlfriends are to us. And my best friend is so, so special to me, like I already said, because of just weathering all the storms that our family has been through and just always really bringing that positive, encouraging side to the table. We should always, always keep friends that support us, that they never see us as competition, they never bash our husband, and they have the same values. Now, these are all so important, but especially don't continue relationships with women, with other women that are just trying to compete with you. That will be a losing battle. And in my experience, it's never positive. You always end up feeling like, well, you know, why are you acting like that and whatever? And it's just, it's not positive. The other one that I want to go over again is never keep friends that bash your husband. Now, I'm not saying that your friends should never say anything negative about your husband or whatever, but that if they are bashing, and there is a huge difference, walk away from those people. They will not help you to stay married. They will actually look for and pick at your husband and point out everything that's wrong with him. Guess what, ladies? We have problems. Each and every one of us has problems. It's not just our husband. And I can say with full confidence from being a person that has been divorced, part of the divorce was my fault. Now, I didn't ask my ex to go and sleep with other people. However, there were things that I did do that did not help our relationship. And so in every situation, and my husband and I have done lots and lots of marriage counseling with other people, and it's always on both sides. So just keep that in mind. Now, sometimes friends show us through their actions that they are not who you thought they were, whether it be that they don't have the same values or they change. Those are the types of friends that, you know, it's just really important to kind of, you know, you can still be friendly with, but, you know, those are not the types of people that you want to stay in close contact with. You know, our husbands really want to support us, but they don't fully understand things from the emotional side. Now, my husband is one of the most attentive men that I've ever known. And for me, that is the perfect fit because I needed someone who was, you know, just very understanding and attentive to what I needed and very loving in things. That was huge for me. I needed that. But even he doesn't always get me. And so, In that way, the right girlfriends help us to see our value. They help us to understand and be able to talk about the intentions of others. Sometimes we women can think or feel like people are trying to be mean or whatever, whatnot. And our friends kind of help us to, well, the right friends help us to, you know, kind of realize a few things. plus, they let us talk. Now, to further illustrate this point, think back to the last baby shower that you went to. How many women can you recall talked about their birth story? That's right. We all do it. And it's because it's the unique way that God gave us to deal with, you know, past pain or things we've been through. And it helps us to connect with one another. So these things are really, really, really important. And I was further reminded not that long ago that girlfriend time is so important. Usually, each month when my husband would go to his monthly drill with the National Guard, I would host a ladies' night. Sometimes we'd paint our fingernails. Other times we would watch a movie. Other times we would just sit around and talk and eat yummy snacks. And I haven't done it in a while, but honestly, I was reminded recently when I had one that it's so, so important to have that girlfriend time. There was a couple people that were struggling with some stuff and nothing major, just stuff they needed to talk about because life has gotten so busy and we've allowed it to get so busy that we women really need to connect with one another. So that's my encouragement. Hold tight to those precious gems of girlfriends in your life that encourage you and that are positive. They're pushing themselves forward, trying to, you know, go to the next level with their job. They love their families. Those are the type of women that you want to keep close contact with and that sort of thing. And like I always say, just do your best. We all make mistakes, own them, but just do your best. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and even rate it. If you want to contact me directly, you can go to my blog at momsmixedfamilyblender.com. Thanks so much for listening. See you soon. Bye.